Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Earlier, we started the three-question game. I asked everyone on the show to write down their favorite color and three reasons with some depth as to why that was their favorite color, why it meant something to them. And then favorite animal, same thing, three reasons. And then favorite form of water or body of water, again, wide open, whatever type you want, with three reasons that it meant that to you. And then we found out that the favorite color actually is the views of your personality. You swap it out.
Okay.
But y'all did fine. But now favorite animal. Instead of favorite animal, the three reasons of depth that you described are the traits you would hope for in your perfect mate. Now, this is a test I took yesterday. Would you like to know the things that I apparently would like? I said dogs were my favorite animal.
Yes.
So I wanted loyalty.
Okay.
A best friend and unconditional love. That works out pretty well for that.
Well,
those are all traits most people would want in their significant other.
Okay.
Now, my wife, on the other hand, said her favorite animal was a raccoon. And she wanted someone that could get in small places, always up for snacks, and little clever hands.
So you're her trash panda.
I certainly like snacks and snuggling. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Kelly, you were first last time. Let's go first. What was your favorite animal?
Okay. This kind of tracks, actually, now that you've said it. My favorite animal is Dory from Finding Nemo. I said this
That's
because...
Great. So again, the traits you're about to describe, the things you like, are the traits you would like in a perfect mate.
She was extremely reliable and a very good friend.
Okay.
It didn't matter how much she forgot. She always remembered the most important things. P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. And she never gave up.
Yours are great.
I love that.
Yours are great.
I love that. I need a Dory.
You do need a Dory.
So, like, I just need an old lesbian who sounds like Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
I felt really good about mine, too. Steve, what was your animal?
My favorite animal was a tiger.
A tiger?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, as the things you're saying, hopefully these describe Annette, your wife.
The tiger, reason one, that was the animal that when we would go to the zoo as a kid, I was the most excited to see.
Is Annette the person you're most excited to see?
Absolutely.
Great.
No.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Next, they're really fast.
Is Annette fast?
And third, I mean, I guess she's moderately quick from time to time if she wants to be.
Okay.
And then
quick when it matters.
Yes. And then the third is the color combination.
Do you prefer Annette's color combination?
I do. I like her color combination.
Okay. You wish she was a little more stripey?
Yeah. Yeah, a little more orange mixed in there.
Those are pretty good. Mm-hmm. They worked, right?
Yeah.
Hobbings, what was your favorite animal?
A quokka.
A what?
A quokka.
What is a quokka?
Oh, those are amazing little animals that are very photogenic and hilarious looking. We've seen them before. They're in Australia or New Zealand or something.
They're the ones that are always smiling.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Adorable.
Or how do you spell it?
Quokka, I believe.
Oh, I remember them now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're my favorite.
They are adorable. All right. What were your three reasons of depth that described your perfect, the best traits in a significant other
goodness.
For you?
They're adorable.
Okay. You like adorable?
They look cuddly.
Okay.
And they'd be easy to take places, but also couldn't beat me up in a fight if things went weird.
Did those all apply to your girlfriend?
Look at that.
Yes.
You don't think she could beat you up if she was mad?
No, she's like 90 pounds.
Is she easy to take places?
Yeah.
She is adorable, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your little pocket quokka.
Yeah.
Do you think she would enjoy it if you started calling her quokka?
Maybe.
Quokka. Will really you say it like that?
Yeah.
Quokka. Hola, quokka.
Hello, my quokka.
Quokka.
Quokka wanna poka? Will you say that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you should.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you. You decide. All right. Mate, what was your favorite animal?
Giraffe.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And your reasons, and do they describe your bow?
They're unique and kind of silly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that applies to him.
Oh, definitely.
He's I think he's
goofiest MF-er I've ever met.
That's what one of the things that we said after we, my wife and I were talking about it on the drive home from when we went out for the awards thing a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We said we were so delighted that you had someone that is just as excited to be quirky as you are.
Yeah.
Without intentionally being quirky. We enjoyed so much the two of you planning when you did the, what's the camera thing we did?
Glambot.
The Glambot. When you two were planning the Glambot, neither of us said to the other, hey, check them out. They're so into this. But later on the way home, we were like, did you see them? And I went, yeah, because you were both so into it and both excited for the ideas each other had. Perfect.
Thank you. They're resilient. Like, they're so tall. They can't hide really many places. And
They get struck by lightning like 80% more than everything else on
Earth.
They do.
When they have to be, when it thunderstorms in the plains of Africa, they just stand there.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Go
under something?
So you hope that you're...
They're resilient.
I think we're going with resilient, not the lightning.
Yeah, we're going with resilience.
Yeah, right. But they do get struck by lightning a lot.
Can I say his
name? You can say it, yeah.
Okay, is Josh resilient?
I think so.
I would assume so. He's never seemed like he can't handle things when we've met him.
Yeah.
Like, he's never like, oh, where's my food? I can't do this!
Does he run and hide when there's lightning?
No.
Oh,
no, okay. He doesn't.
Well, brave like a giraffe.
We're a couple Midwest dads when it comes to lightning.
Okay. You just sit out on the porch and say, we needed this.
Okay.
And the last reason, they don't really mess with other animals. They're pretty gentle. Like, other animals, too, they don't really mess with them. Like, I don't have to worry about the other bitches.
Okay.
or him messing with them. I don't have to worry about him starting fights. Like giraffes. Giraffes, they just kind of mind their own. They mind each other.
Does he enjoy leaves off tall trees?
Yeah.
Yes.
He does. Those are pretty good.
Is he amazing at filleting fences?
Have you seen that video?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen it? Have you seen Josh do it?
Haven't seen him do that.
I thought you had a chance that night.
A pole.
I thought you had that chance that night when the drinks were free. you never know. Those worked. These have worked really well.
They have.
Yeah.
Even Hot Wings with Quokka. I thought Hot Wings was good. I thought both of you were going to be like, oh boy, these are not great traits. All right, Tommy, what animal did you pick?
Well, oddly enough, I also chose a giraffe.
Okay.
Oh. For different reasons, though. I think giraffes are super majestic, and I like that they're sturdy.
Your girlfriend, would you describe her as sturdy?
Majestic and sturdy.
Can't knock her over easily.
No, man, she's walking around with these massive heels all the time.
Oh, you know.
I mean, she is pretty tall.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
she's tall.
Yeah, she could have stomped out a gazelle if she was mad.
Yeah, I work
I don't know how many women want to be described as sturdy, but...
Oh, man, ever since I met you, I can't help but think of like a Russian woman hauling bags of oats when I hear sturdy.
Yeah, when you see her, tell her she's got a really strong foundation. See how she says...
Yeah, if you were walking through the desert with a pack animal, you'd carry the pack animal.
I'm going to tell you said that for sure. Yeah, so I said they're sturdy, they said they're tall, yet they're so elegant. And then I said, my last one was, I also would like to ride on one. So, still works.
Yeah. Writes itself.
Yeah.
Writes itself.
All right, again, that whole pole thing.
Yeah, it really does.
Tommy's searching that video. Do you know what video we're talking about?
No. Would you say a fence?
Oh, yeah. Steve, will you send it to him? And then we'll see when Tommy turns off his computer and goes to the bathroom.
Oh. Okay, this doesn't sound like a pleasant video like I was hoping it'd be.
It was local, too.
Really?
Yeah, was it? This is a local giraffe?
Yeah, I think it was Boulder Ridge.
Boulder Ridge, yeah.
Yeah,
is a sexy giraffe there.
Yeah, let's just watch it right now.
Yeah, okay. I want you to just pull that out, Steve.
Very viral. It's a chain-link fence, and the pole that holds it up, the giraffe had an itch in the bottom of its throat.
Apparently, yeah.
Tommy, are you looking?
Yeah.
God,
I've never wanted to be a fence more than my life.
Yeah. Tommy just got rigor mortis.
The whole body kind. If you haven't seen that before, sorry, you feel disgusted right now.
Wow, that is
sexy?
Yeah. Man, I'm
You gonna send that to your girlfriend?
Hey, baby, wanna try this tonight?
Look at how sturdy.
Looking so sturdy.
Yeah. Hey, sturdy
Janet. Need a good base to do that. Yeah. All right. Number three. I asked you to tell us what your favorite form of water or body of water is and the three reasons, again, with some depth, as to why. But those reasons are actually descriptions of your own view of your own sexuality. Now my last one went pretty well for dog. I'm going to give you mine first because I did this yesterday. This did not go well for me. I said my favorite water was Lake Michigan. Number one, not good. It reminds me of memories with my family. Okay, not great for sexuality. Number two, it soothes me just being near it. I guess I am a cuck.
Yeah.
And the power and the beauty possessed at the same time. There is no one describing my sexuality as both powerful and beautiful.
Oh my God.
Unless they're saying, you know what, it's not.
So that's not what you're looking for. It's
your own view of your own sexuality. Memories with family, just happy to be near it, and powerful, beautiful.
Oh my God.
Okay. Kelly?
My favorite form or body of water is sparkling. Okay. Look, I wanted to say ocean so bad because I think the ocean is medicinal. But in reality, I drink sparkling water every day.
It totally fits for you.
And I drink like 30 of whatever this size is, which is probably 32 ounces. So I said the first reason I think sparkling water is my favorite form of water is because it helped me kick my Coke addiction. Coca-Cola specifically. It's more of a texture thing for me. I didn't actually like Coke. I just like the fizziness in my mouth.
So once you stopped having Coca-Cola is when you started slutting it up.
Yeah, I don't really like it, but
your words, not
and
mine.
Also, second reason, it helped me reduce waste during COVID. And my third is it's super healthy because of what it puts inside my body. So I'm done. I'm done for the day.
No, it really worked for that.
That worked out well.
I told you colors was just like the preamble, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
No point in me revealing
all right.
mine.
Well, you are, Steve, and you're
not
doing
as
it
good
next.
As that.
Steve, what was your favorite water?
My favorite water was the ocean, specifically the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, like Jersey Shore, right?
Exactly. First reason, because I grew up near it.
Okay, so near sex.
So I have good memories of my childhood sex.
Near sex. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Because it reminds you of really thin, greasy pizza. Is that
well,
sex, too?
Number two, I have memories of going there when I was a kid.
So. Dark and cold.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And three, I like the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you take the dirt road.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm interpreting.
Okay.
You know. Hi, yeah. Thanks.
Okay. My favorite form of water is rain.
Okay.
Because it makes stuff grow.
Yeah. Nailed it.
It fills rivers, which fills lakes.
Okay.
Which I also love.
Yes.
And I like the sound.
Oh, you pervert. So does Maitland. Audio porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice when it just splashes on people's face.
Yeah. I don't mind that much.
People try and catch it on their tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Going out in a warm one?
Yeah, I don't mind it. And when it hits the ground or when it hits the roof or
yeah,
we get a little on the walls, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
And
cheek.
Then when it splatters all over the flowers.
Pretty strong. Maitland. Your favorite water is descriptions of your own sexuality.
The Everglades.
The Everglades.
Oh, swampy.
Swampy.
With creatures everywhere.
Have you been having
so many flies?
Have you been having some knit issues?
Yes.
Okay. What are your sentences?
Alligators.
Dude, you just turned into the aliens guy.
I think you need a skincare routine.
Yeah. No, well, I put alligators and then put like it's thrilling to be like in the same area as them. It's okay. slightly dangerous.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, that works.
Yeah.
The next I have growth, trees. It's a thriving ecosystem.
Okay, it's fertile.
So
would you say
your sexuality is a thriving ecosystem growing with time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I just put, you can do so much. Like kayaking.
A fan boat.
A fan boat. You can take the Everglades at any speed you want.
Meanwhile, your giraffe boyfriend is like, I guess everybody's getting a fence post.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And a shocking amount of moisture. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Humid.
All right, Tommy, what was your favorite water?
Mine was just an ice cube.
Oh, okay. And I assume.
Okay. All right.
It's also confused about whether it's going to be solid or wet.
Yeah, that one's not sturdy all the time, unfortunately.
Okay. What were your three reasons as it describes your sexuality?
My first one is it cools me down on a hot day.
Wow.
Which
not most people, it's the
opposite. Yeah, the other way around usually, but you know, I don't know.
It didn't age well on that one. The second one, love the crunch.
Oh, with your sturdy girlfriend.
Yeah. As I'm mounting that. And the third one is a little odd in context. It's, we used to give these to my dog as treats, and I loved his excitement.
Peanut butter or dry?
No, just... Oh, fell out of the machine. He'd run and we get it. And I'm like, oh, he's so cute. Yeah. So I don't know what that says about me.
Well, I think I do. Well, those were something.
This was far more entertaining than I imagined it was going to be.
That's hurtful, but yeah. I told you that, like I said, the color one is just the ramp up. Good job, everyone. Oh my God. Good to get to know you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.